Blackstone Audio presents The Nutmeg of Consolation by Patrick O'Brien. Author's note. Any writer whose tales are situated in the early 19th century and whose people are, for the most part, sailors, must depend for a great deal of his factual information and for much of his sense of the time on the memoirs and letters of seamen, on Admiralty and Navy Board records, on naval historians, and, of course, on the invaluable publications of the Navy Record Society. All these, together with the Naval Chronicle and contemporary newspapers, form a wonderfully rich pasture, and one in which I have grazed with great pleasure this many a year. But occasionally, when the tale wanders to regions where even this field is somewhat bare, and where first-hand experience is lacking, a providential book appears to supply the want. Some time ago, to take a small example, I wanted much more information than I could easily find about contemporary knowledge of Stella's sea cow, a vast animal like a bald grey mermaid, 20 feet long, defenceless, edible, that lived in the North Pacific and that was hunted to extinction within some 25 years of its discovery in 1741. And I had hardly formulated the wish before an elegant translation of Stella's own account appeared on my desk for review. In the case of the present tale, part of which is set in the penal colony of New South Wales, ordinarily known as Botany Bay, in the early days of Macquarie's governorship.